Time to talk some Badgers, not just basketball, but Badger football as well. Evan Flood, the Wisconsin insider for 247sports.com, 247sports.com. Go find his stuff there. Evan, how you doing?
Great, Bill. How about you?
We're doing well. So Graham Mertz lit it up, and now there's just even more excitement for his appearance on campus, as he should be in Badger Red relatively soon. But give me your thoughts as the young man comes in and the likelihood of him getting a legitimate shot to be a starter on this team.
Yeah, I don't know if there's better circumstances for a true freshman at a program like Wisconsin that's historically developmental than the ones that Graham Mertz is going to be walking into. You got a senior quarterback that fans are kind of tired of, and I don't think, concussions or not, I don't think it's unfair to say that he regressed this season. Jack Cohn, obviously, got some wins for Wisconsin late in the season, but I don't think showed anything that suggests he's flat out the leader going into spring ball. Then you got a couple of unknown youngsters behind those two. If there's ever a chance for a true freshman to come in and win the starting job at Wisconsin, you got to think this is the year. And, certainly after what he did in the All-American Bowl, that pressure that I don't know if Paul Christ is the kind of guy to succumb to pressure and kind of hear what fans are saying. But, certainly that pressure is going to be there from the fans just to get him on the field as soon as possible after what he did at the All-American game, and certainly how last season went.
Well, for those that don't know, Mertz was the MVP of the All-American Bowl in San Antonio, Texas. And coming out of Blue Valley North High School in Mission, Kansas, this guy is by far the centerpiece of the recruits coming in. So they get a 48-14 win over the West at the Alamo Dome. He's also accounted for an All-American Bowl record of 188 yards passing. When you talk about a perfect storm for him to come in and be able to really vie for this job, let me ask you this, and you covered as well as anybody, how open-minded is Paul Christ to realistically, if he earns it, giving him the reins of this team?
I think he's got to be at least fairly open-minded. I think there's some feeling of loyalty to the two guys are there, and I think, Mertz is going to have to not only show that he can pick up the playbook and maybe not allow the coaching staff to have to dumb things down for him, but he'll probably have to outperform those two and the rest of the quarterbacks on the roster by a significant margin. I think if it's close at the end of the day, you go with somebody that's more experienced. You don't want to risk putting a true freshman on the field before he's ready. I mean, just look at the kid from Rutgers this last season, was just as highly touted as Mertz was. Had some very big disaster moments there. And obviously Wisconsin has the luxury of being able to support Mertz better. When you talk about that offensive line that's going to be in front of him, when you talk about being able to complement him with Jonathan Taylor in the run game, and Wisconsin did just win a game against Miami while only passing the ball 11 times. So you don't necessarily need a lot from him. You just really need more balance to get this offense going and, turn it back into a 10-11 win season, in my opinion. But I think if it's close, at the end of the day, you still go with experience. But from an arm talent standpoint, I think the way what we've seen from Mertz on film, what we saw on TV Saturday, I think he's going to have a significant advantage over the rest of the quarterbacks on the roster just with the ability of the throws that he can make. I don't think I've seen those kind of things from the other quarterbacks currently in Madison.
Talking with Evan Flood, Wisconsin insider for 247sports.com. So you brought something up that makes you think. I mean, do you put him into a situation that it's a team that's replacing quite a few on offense? They've just rebuilt a lot of their defense. You're not quite sure how good this team is going to be. Do you put him into that situation, or do you allow him to just sit back for a year and kind of soak it all in? And then once guys become more veteran, once more pieces are in place, then you say, okay, now the reins are yours.
Right. I think it's kind of a double-edged sword. Ideally, you'd like to let him wait, get comfortable with the playbook. Also, don't forget that this was a kid that's coming from a spread offense. He's going to have to transition to playing under center, holding onto the ball longer in the pocket, sort of beating people with his mind rather than his arm and stand in there and take hits a lot more. There's a transition there as well. At the same time, you have to feel like the talent is there around him offensively for Wisconsin to get back in the hunt for a Big Ten title. The offensive line loses a couple pieces, but Wisconsin reloads at that position as well as anybody in the country, and they've got some young guys that are going to be ready to step in and keep things moving, as well as some veterans from last season. The wide receivers are all back. Jonathan Taylor's back. Again, I think Wisconsin has the ability to support him and take the pressure off him. But the other concern, of course, is long-term. If he's not ready, what does that do to him mentally, in the next 3 or 4 years? Does that shake him in any way? If he should lose the job, if things should not go well for him? I think there's a lot of things to weigh if you're Paul Chris, which is why I said I think he has to beat out Jack Cohn and Alex Hornibrook. It has to be crystal clear that he's the guy after spring or after fall camp. And if it's close, I think you just rely on your experience and hope that carries you through.
I want to switch gears, go over to Badger basketball. Little surprised they got knocked off by Minnesota. They got off to a terrible first half, understandably, and then tried to have a valiant effort. They just ran out of gas at the end. But were you shocked at the fact that they ended up letting the Golden Gophers kind of dominate them so early in that ball game?
Yeah, and it was real uncharacteristic of Wisconsin, this, and really all four of the losses this season. Something uncharacteristic has happened. You go back to Western Kentucky, you almost didn't recognize that team defensively in the second half. Marquette, they couldn't make a free throw. Virginia had a season-high 13 turnovers, which, when you only play 56 possessions, that's a turnover about one every four times down the floor. And then against Minnesota, just an unbelievably bad shooting percentage in the first half. I think there's some other things you could point to. Dimitri Trice, that slump continues. The terrible execution late when Wisconsin had cut it down to two. And, of course, Ethan Happ, Khalil Iverson, missed a handful of key free throws, but that shooting in the first half, where Wisconsin goes 6 of 26, only 14 first half points, that's just so rare for a team that I think before that had outshot every opponent on the year with the exception of Western Kentucky. So it was good to see that they kind of got back rolling against Penn State on Sunday, but you just look at all four of those losses. It's just been something uncharacteristic has come up. And I think it's a little promising that, you look at some of these things and say, well, that's what it takes to beat this Wisconsin team. I think some fans can take comfort in that.
When you talk about things uncharacteristic, and I agree with you, the problem is, like you said, we've seen it now in their losses, and it's not something that is kind of going away. Do you see this as being a recurring problem where they have these issues early on in a ball game, get down, and like I said, they expel so much energy trying to come back that ultimately you end up succumbing by the time it's all said and done. Do you see this becoming problematic?
I think time will tell, because the things that have come up are so different, the free throw shooting, the turnovers, the awful shooting, and they're kind of spread around. It's tough to pinpoint, really what this team's weakness is right now. Are these just flukes that have just happened in a short amount of time, or is this team finding different ways to lose games? I think that's something that's still yet to be determined. But, after four losses, I'm kind of leaning towards maybe your way that this team's finding different ways to lose games. But at the same time, you look, if they just take care of business, control what they can control, they have a very good case for being undefeated right now.
Yeah, and you're completely right. They should, in my opinion, still end up maybe top four in the Big Ten by the time it's all said and done. Obviously, Maryland and Indiana hanging in right there. Ohio State's right there as well, even though they've only lost two on the season. But there's a lot of competition. You get past Michigan and Michigan State, there's a lot of competition in the Big Ten. That mid portion of the Big Ten is going to be a free-for-all, don't you think?
And definitely. And the good thing for Wisconsin, you look at the schedule, they get some breaks. And these first couple of games, I know they dropped the one to Minnesota, but they had a chance to go into that showdown against Michigan, undefeated in Big Ten play, and maybe now with one loss, I'm sure they'll be favored in just about every game up until that point. But there's really no grueling stretches. I think there's one where Wisconsin plays Michigan and Michigan State back-to-back. But other than that, you don't see these three or four games in a row against ranked teams or teams expected to be in the upper five, six of the conference like most of the Big Ten's going to go through. So if Wisconsin can stay healthy, I do like their chances to stay in the top four, A, because I think they're talented enough, and B, I don't necessarily see them getting worn down by the schedule like most Big Ten teams are going to.
Great stuff, as always, Evan. We certainly appreciate it. We'll keep reading your stuff at 247sports.com. The Badger Insider, Evan Flood, joining us. Appreciate it, pal, okay?
Yep, sounds good. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. There you go. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.